Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is OmniTalk Retail coming to you live from Shop Talk from the Meta booth. I am Ann Mazinga.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we have a very special guest today. You've already been on stage. Chris and I both captured your session, but we have the Walmart Executive Vice President and Chief Product Officer John Alfernus joining us. John, thanks so much for being here.
Oh my goodness, thanks for having me. It's fantastic to be here with you both.
Yes, thank you, John. You're a busy guy.
I'm glad that you could make time. How did you feel like things went after the session yesterday?
It seemed like it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Sometimes almost too well. We had a number of folks who came and joined us behind stage before Christina and I actually got out and got our mics off. But it seems like it was really well received.
Yes.
And I've heard from a whole lot of folks across the show floor, et cetera, about just the theme of tying together solutions that we're driving for the associates, how that's improving the lives of customers is not just a Walmart thing, right? It's something that we're seeing across the industry.
No. And it's something that everybody can learn from, too. Like, yes. I was actually one of those people before we started telling you, I really enjoy your session. I always enjoy talking to Walmart executives, too, because you guys open up. You talk about real things that are impacting the lives of the employees, of your customers, and that makes a difference. And so it's always a welcome addition whenever we have you on the program. But
thank you.
Yeah. But before we get going, I do want to give a read to our sponsor, Meta.
Yes.
Thanks to them for sponsoring our work here today. Meta is where you can supercharge your business results with Reels. Thanks to them for helping us make all of our interviews from the show possible.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Well, John, let's get back to you first your role, because head of product, chief product officer, yesterday you in your session you included quite a few areas of product. Typically I think we think of product as just like the digital properties only, but you're in charge of a lot right now. Can you tell our audience a little bit about what's all under your purview in your role at Walmart?
Sure thing, happy to. It's a really exciting role. So in my world, it's everything spanning the e-commerce world. So all of the digital pieces that come out of e-commerce, including things like online pickup and delivery. It is obviously, we talked about it a lot yesterday, associate tools, so in-store associates, also all of the merchant tools. So how we're thinking about what we're buying, how we're buying it, optimizing all of that, as well as various pieces of just sort of facilitating everything from pricing to assortments, et cetera. But it's also pieces like our financial services products, our integration and our partnership with One, as well as the health and wellness business segments, too, and everything that we're doing there. So and that kind of just gives you a little bit of a sense for it. But what's really nice is, you know, when you look at it from the point of view of product, we really like to lean into these customer journeys.
Yes.
And what we don't want to do at Walmart is show any of the seams of our organization, because customers don't think from the point of view of those seams, right? They think about these experiences that cut across.
Yep.
So as we have these teams working together, that's what we're constantly working to do. Smooth out those seams, connect the dots across so we can build one consistent customer experience.
Yeah, especially as Walmart continues to become the one-stop shop in the community where you have everything inside that box. I bet that's going to get even more interesting. What's your background? What did you do before Walmart?
So I've been in the product management space probably for the last 25 years or so, going all the way back. I'm a computer scientist and engineer by training, Cornell and Caltech. I spent 13 years at Google, including some of my time there when I was at Shop Talk. Towards the end of my career at Google, I led the shopping and travel team. So that's kind of what gave me the excitement and the bug for doing retail in the first place.
Wow. Yeah,
exactly. Wow. And then I spent 3 years leading the ride-sharing teams at Lyft, which was an awful lot of fun. And just prior to coming to Walmart, I spent a short amount of time at Varo, which is the only fintech in the United States to also have a banking charter or banking license, which presented, which both gave us a ton of opportunities and also presented some really unique challenges. It was a lot of fun.
Right. I'd say you're very qualified for this role then, and all that is about to happen at Walmart.
Big brain on bread between us, and yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you got me thinking when you said the seams thing, when you said, we're talking about seams, going back to that. So I'm going to paraphrase your US CEO, John Furner here, but he always likes to talk about, you know, your customers are only as faithful as their options, essentially.
That's right.
And that's essentially what you're hitting at with that, with the seams, that you don't want the customers to see your seams. So I'm curious too, from a product standpoint, for those watching maybe at home who aren't at Shop Talk, because I think most people at Shop Talk probably understand what product is, How would you define product broadly in terms of your role and your scope?
Yeah. So from a product management perspective, we work with our peers, whether it's engineering, design, and especially the business, to bring to life solutions, solutions for our customers, for our associates, largely digital sort of online type experiences. How do we make the right trade-offs? How do we make the right experiences? And how do we do that in a way that facilitates just smoothness, facilitates the whole experience for that user set, while also at the same time delivering on our business goals, which we have to do. Ultimately, it also comes back to things like prioritization. What should I do first, second? What should I do instead of what else I'm doing? You know, something that I was talking about with Christina, even though we're Walmart and we have a lot of resources, resources are never infinite.
No.
So it always comes back to trade-offs, and product sits at a very unique, unique place, unique position.
Yeah.
As we were just talking about, because we can kind of look at things from the point of view of the customer and help our business teams and our engineering teams make some of those trade-offs.
How are you doing that, John? Because you have a massive role. There's a lot of priorities that are being put on your team. How are you deciding what to put up to number one, two, and three?
Well, it's not a perfect science, I would say, but a lot of it is really in bringing all of the folks who are helping to make these trade-off decisions to the table together to help make sure everybody understands what the vertical solutions might be delivering for the customer. And then when you take a step back, you can more easily say, ah, but if we get piece A done first, that will really unlock or enable a lot, so then we can wait on piece B.
Right.
So it's working with engineering, understanding how many resources it takes to bring these things to life,
right,
thinking about the value ultimately that we're generating for customers and the business. That produces a return on investment, an ROI of sorts.
Yeah.
And then we can start looking at the ROI of the different initiatives that we're building with the customer and the business in mind to start making some of those trade-offs. Data helps an awful lot in this space.
Yeah, right.
I like how you're saying that a lot too, because ultimately, and the reason we asked the question too is, the product you're responsible for is the product that represents the Walmart brand.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Every customer through every touch point they have. So it's product, as we like to say, with a big P, as opposed to the small P of the products on the shelves, which is typically what people think of when you say products in retail.
Oh,
but you're
for
actually
sure.
The product of the brand. So and off that, the one question that we want to ask you too is, the employee experience is key to that. Mm-hmm. You know, especially now, like coming out of the pandemic. We've got to take care of the employees. We've got to make sure their job is as efficient for them as possible, because it's important that they like what they do. So you talked a lot about that on stage.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you have been working on over the past year to do just that?
No, that's a great point. And what we've seen is that when we drive satisfaction in associates with associate scores, et cetera, it's reflected back in the consumer scores. So the consumers see better experiences. We've kind of broken it down into math and data, science basically, that says that this is working. So if you look at it, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, if you look at this platform that we've built for our associates in stores, we call it MEAT. What we've done over the course of a number of years is we've pulled together all of the point solutions that we have had for associates. There were dozens, if not more, of these solutions. Each solution, you would need to pull out your phone, download them, keep them up to date, et cetera. So the starting point was, hey, what if we just bring these all together under one umbrella?
Right.
Make it easier for employees to or for associates to always be up to date on the latest, et cetera. Once you've pulled them together under that one platform of MEAT, what we're doing is we're unlocking them on the same data platform as well. So all of those tools talk back to the same common data backend. And then the next step and the journey that's ahead of us now and forever moving forward is, how do you connect the journey of the associate across all of these tools into a really, really smooth experience so that everything is just there at the associate's fingertips, so the associate can help the customer faster or help do the tasks that they're doing faster, so the associate can get out on the floor and interact with the customers from one human to the next. And that's really one of the things that makes Walmart special that we keep hearing about.
And one of the pieces that struck me yesterday hearing you on stage was you talked about the AR utilization too.
That's right.
And
that's
how
right.
you're doing it. So in addition to MEAT, is that what it is? What does that stand for?
MEAT.
MEAT. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. All right. So
the AR stuff that you're talking about, the AR technologies that we've unlocked are actually baked into that MEAT platform as well.
Okay.
So you're exactly right.
So you're augmenting in addition to consolidating and
that's right. So a lot of the next generation type technologies that you'll see will bring to life in some of these platforms, right? And that augmented reality that we're talking about helps associates when you're you know, in the back room,
yes,
looking at all of
I
these
said
boxes.
To Ed yesterday, I was like, oh my God, I wish I had that when
mm-hmm.
I was in the stores.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, you look at just walls and walls of boxes, and they're all basically brown cardboard boxes.
Right.
And you go, well, what's in that one and what's in that one? So you pull out your phone and you launch into the Miad experience, and you wave the camera around the boxes, and it tells you what inventory is in those boxes. And then we can even augment that further. This is inventory for which out on the store, we don't have anything on the shelves.
Yeah.
So please unload these boxes first and get them out on the floor so that we can make them available for
customers.
That
was something you said yesterday. You were talking about that yesterday in your presentation that I thought was so remarkable, because it's shocking to me that we don't have that visibility right now, that visibility until right now. And now it's able to do things so much better in store, for store associates to be able to run operations for buy online and pick up in store so much more
quickly.
That's
exactly right.
I mean, everything is supercharged by that. Also, I have to ask you on this theme, you also talked about yesterday how you're collecting all of this data from your associates using generative AI, that's one of the areas where you're using generative AI to kind of group together, like, what are key themes here? What are we hearing from our associates? We have to ask everybody.
I tried to ask it this morning.
Generative AI, okay. Overhyped, underhyped, or properly hyped?
That's a tricky one. Often in our industry, I think things do tend to be overhyped. I think the core of what's happening in generative AI, the possibilities that it's going to unlock, where generative AI and the fundamental technologies are going to take the industry and beyond, I don't think it's overhyped. I think it's about the right, you know, the right level
properly
of hype
hyped.
if you've got
hyped.
It.
Okay.
Do we have the ultimate end-all, be-all solution for what generative AI is going to be yet? No.
No.
Right? And so that's what's so exciting for me. It's this unlock, this mm-hmm. underlying set of technologies that are going to unlock all kinds of new, again, whether it's aggregation of data in the back end, the experiences that we're bringing to our customers, like we've delivered with
search and
how we're thinking about
right.
aggregating for
mm-hmm.
ratings and reviews,
right.
all of that kind of stuff. But I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And it's what we've been pushing our teams on at Walmart. Let's think about what's going to be next and how we can help innovate with this technology moving forward, making sure that ultimately we're unlocking solutions for customers and associates, and we're not just doing it for whiz-bang's sake.
Right, right.
So let's get you out of here on this. And so
sure.
that's really fascinating to think about, too. Like, you know, were we super hyped up, and now we're coming back down, and are we underhyped but properly? But it's good to hear your perspective on that. All right, 2024, as much detail as you can share, of course, in understanding maybe you can't, but what are your priorities in as much specificity as you can give us for the rest of the year in terms of what you're trying to drive from a product standpoint?
No, absolutely. So I would say the overarching priority that I have is to continue to double down on product management as a function across Walmart. Mm-hmm. We know how much value we can help bring to the table as we bring together our partners as we're building. How do we do even more of that? How do I help strengthen the teams that I'm working with? And how do we help evangelize what product management is within Walmart and how that can help, again, mm-hmm. all of our business engineering and design partners? So that's from
it's
an overarching
perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kind of,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Because we've got a great team. We've got great product managers here. So let's really lean in and make sure that we're doing our job well. You saw some of it at CES. So as we jump down to what are we actually doing, you saw some of it at CES. How are we using generative AI to unlock the next generation of search, making mm-hmm. it easier for customers to talk to us in their own voice and their own language
yeah.
and really help them discover really exciting products? That roadmap is going to keep going,
is it?
As well as things like summarizing, making it easier for customers to understand product detail pages, whether it's summarizing reviews, summarizing the overall description of the product for sure. What you see happening on the associate side of the world, that's got a long roadmap as well, and I
right.
kind of hinted at it from the Miad platform.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot more we can continue to do to help connect the dots. One of the things that we're working on is how do we help associates better think about the next best action for them to take? Because
mm-hmm.
there's an awful lot, as you both know, there's
right.
an awful lot that you can do as you're an associate in the store, helping to make sure the shelves are stocked, helping to make sure that the prices are all right. Or should I go in the back room and help clean up there and bring things to the front?
Right.
Bring things to the front. So as data unlocks all of this for us, kind of making it a one-stop shop so that as an associate, I can say, great, I have a few minutes. What should I be doing next? And right. we can help bring that forward. Just a few things that we're working on.
You bring back some nightmares, John. You bring back some nightmares. Let's jump in. The water's warm.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you so much, John. We really appreciate you taking the time with us again today. Once again, thanks to all of you for joining us alongside. We have one more interview coming up today to share with all of you. We'll be back with Chris Rupp here in not too long. But until then, thanks again to Meta for making all the coverage possible. And
be careful out there.